Join us this week for The Race to Jeff City, a 10-part series on local candidates running for Missouri House and Senate seats. Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series comes from community partners Springfield Department of Environmental Services, Cox Health, and A&B Cycle.
The towns of Nixa, Clever, Highlandville, and other communities in western Christian County are part of Missouri House District 139. And this year, a Democrat, Cora Hanth, is running against the Republican incumbent, Jared Taylor, who's been in office for 4 years. Taylor says a top priority for him in the district is creating an environment that's friendly to small local businesses without too much government regulation.
What I would say is for government to get out of the way and let people do live their lives without government interference. So a lot of people are small business owners in Nixa. A lot of people travel from Nixa, Clever, Highlandville, and they go to Springfield. It's their bedroom communities to Springfield in order to work. And so what I think is best for the constituents in my area is helping make sure that they have a good quality job. And by doing that, that's getting government out of the way of business owners and making sure that they can operate without regulation or, over regulation.
And he says he wants to develop the workforce. That includes helping businesses find workers who have the skills they need. On the statewide level, Taylor says government needs to be streamlined.
Again, I would say it's just trying to reduce some of those regulations, trying to reduce the ways that government likes to get involved when they don't need to be.
Earlier this year, Taylor sponsored a bill that caught the attention of several state colleges and universities. His bill, House Bill 1936, would have allowed conceal and carry permit holders to take their weapons on state campuses, including students, and it would have banned state institutions of higher education from stopping them. OTC, MSU, and other schools spoke out and testified against the bill, which ultimately failed. For Taylor, that was a safety issue and also a Second Amendment issue. But local colleges and institutions felt it was government overreach. Before becoming a state rep, Taylor worked in Congressman Billy Long's office as a field staffer, working between constituents and federal agencies like the IRS or the Army Corps of Engineers to solve problems in the district.
And that's what we do as a state rep. One of the big things that we do is we help people in our district with issues that they're having, with constituent issues. So if they're having an issue with the Department of Revenue, if they're having an issue with Department of Labor, or maybe they're having an issue with Department of Transportation, we kind of get those issues and we take them to those departments. We're kind of a go-between.
He also worked in retail management, he says. In the Missouri State House, Jared Taylor has served on the budget, general laws, conservation, and government oversight committees. His opponent is Democrat Cora Hanth.
I am currently a claims adjuster for a local insurance company. I have a 2-year-old daughter at home named Nori. She keeps me running.
Hanth worked on the March for Homelessness Awareness, and she's helped coordinate meals with Gathering Friends and the GLOW Center, an LGBTQ resource center. She says volunteering around hunger-related issues has given her an intimate look at how the more vulnerable people in her district live. And she's a native of the area.
And so I know people who live here, who have lived here for a long time. I went to their schools. They taught me. I'm familiar with these people and what's important to them and, how they think and what their needs are.
I ask her why she's running for office.
A big reason I decided to run was because for the last year for this race, nobody ran on the Democratic ticket at all. So because the person who currently holds the seat ran unopposed, I feel like he barreled through on some legislation that was just bad legislation and as well as supported legislation that he would not have supported had he known that he was going to have to face an election.
On a statewide level, Hanth says she wants a return to bipartisanship in Jefferson City.
My opponent is very partisan. He's deeply, deeply partisan. And he has, I think, a hyper-focus on extreme partisan issues. And I think that we have an opportunity to pull our focus away from those extreme partisan issues that you know, don't always affect people's everyday lives and focus back on things like healthcare, education.
Again, Missouri House District 139 is in western Christian County, and it includes Nixa, Clever, Highlandville, and other small towns. Representative Jared Taylor, a Republican, is running to stay in office and hoping to beat his challenger, Democrat Cora Hanf. You can see a district map as well as campaign fundraising totals for both candidates by clicking on this story on our website, ksmu.org. I'm Jennifer Moore.
Support for KSMU's Sense of Community programs is provided by Springfield Department of Environmental Services, Cox Health, and A&B Cycle.